views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Welcome back, everybody. Sky and I, this week, we're talking about allowing yourself to be vulnerable with your emotions so that you could feel love at its highest. And a lot of people have a hard time being vulnerable because they're so afraid to get hurt. And to feel love at its ultimate, you have to risk being hurt.
Yes.
Because if you're playing overly protective, it's hard for you to feel love at its ultimate. And when you're loving and you're really open and loving, love heals all wounds.
Yes.
And it doesn't always heal in the moment, but sometimes it takes time for situations to heal and for love to heal. And it's about, like, that's what love is. It's patience and it's
understanding one another. And it's making a lot of sacrifices too for your partner. You know, it's
or your family.
Or your family, right? Now you're going to explain to me when I said hate.
Hitler.
Yes. That is an emotion. It's a word. It's
that
a
after
word.
You saw something with the show, because you were telling
yes,
me.
You're right. I have to say
that was the only time I ever saw you really express it too.
Yeah. That I feel is an atrocity against all mankind and God. For something that strong that he did, I would have to say the word I hate. But then after I said that word, I did pray for him because I prayed that in his next life that he would see and feel every person's pain that he caused.
Well, that's what I'm saying to you.
But I
pray that you go through or feel what you put out there. I pray.
Yeah,
you make it sound like, wait, when you say you pray for them, do you pray that they are also blocked from all the pain that they've given? Is that what you're praying for?
Oh, no.
I want you to feel it.
Oh, yes.
And I'm praying.
In the case of Hitler, yes. I want him to feel every ounce of pain that he's given to the people that he did it to the families that he's done it to the countries that he's done it to the ultimate. I want him to get back what he gave. And it's not even a hate. It's just an emotion that lets everyone understand that when you do something to that magnitude, that you deserve to feel what you've done.
Well, that's a karmic
pain.
Well, no, that's a karmic law. Whatever you put out, you will feel back, whether it be in love or whether it be in pain. Now,
that doesn't mean like
I'm going to ask you something.
Yes, me too.
I know what this answer is, but I'm curious to see if you know what the answer is.
Yeah. I got to go to Schuylkill again.
No, you got to go to Schuylkill.
Okay, good.
What's the opposite of love?
Hate?
Uh-uh.
Okay, wait. I just acted on very quick reaction. What is the opposite of love? No love.
No, there's a lot of people screaming. I know Dr. Pat's probably screaming at
no. No. The opposite of love.
The opposite of love is.
I hate tests.
See, you hate. I'll pray for you.
I'm going to pray for you, Artie, because
I'm
going to
pray for you.
I hate tests. I'm praying right now.
I'm praying right now that this test goes away.
No, the opposite of love
is fear.
Is it really?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The opposite of love is fear. It's not hate. Hate is emotion of passion. And when you're passionate, passionate is love. And some people love to hate. Mm-hmm. So hate is not the opposite of love. Oh. Because hate, I love, some people just hate to love. You have people in the South.
Yeah.
You have people in the Mideast. They love war. They love confrontation. They love to hate. Mm-hmm. It's a passion.
That's interesting.
Now, when you're fearful, now fear is darkness.
Right.
And when you're in darkness, that's not love. Love is filled with light.
That's true.
And so when you shine light wherever there's darkness, darkness cannot exist.
You know, I should have known that.
Well, now you do.
Now
for the rest
do.
Of your life.
I'm so happy.
See, now
he's
you
so
know.
Good to me. What did I do to deserve him?
I love you so much. I hate you.
I'm going to pray for you anyway.
I'm going to pray for you anyway. You can hate me all you want. I'm going to pray for you.
I'm going to pray for you anyway.
Yeah, she's trying to tell it. She's trying to buy me how much she loves. Artie, I just hate you. I love you so much. How can I explain?
Let
how
me
much
pray
I,
for you.
I could just throw up. I love you so much.
Did you ever think that I have not said those phrases before?
What?
I love you so much I could throw up. I have. I've told my children, I love you so much I could just throw up.
I could just throw up.
Or I love you so much I could eat your face.
Right.
And you then, know?
And then I would, but I have to go back to the dentist.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. I have a very warm and friendly dentist, very enthusiastic dentist. After every cleaning.
Don't let him put you under.
No.
He's that warm and enthusiastic.
No. She gives you free Tootsie Rolls.
Does she really?
Free Tootsie Rolls, how free Starburst.
She's brilliant. She'll pull, you could pull
no,
out
just
those.
Kidding.
I know. I was
She'll
going with it. To pull out those cavities immediately.
That's right.
Those fillings.
Yes, we'll see you next month, darling.
I'll see you next week.
Go though. Ahead. Take as many as you want. My treat. Here's, I got bags of them.
Come back on Halloween.
There you go. What did you go as Halloween as? A cavity. I walk around with a hole in the head. I need this like I need a hole in the
I
head.
I need a hole in that.
Yeah.
No, really, I will pray for you, Marty.
I'm so angry right now, I'm going to pray for you.
You know when my husband gets me really riled up?
Which is every other day,
which is
at
every
least.
Day.
Every day.
I always say to him, I'm going to pray for you.
That probably
pisses
him off even
to
more
no
so.
End.
Yeah.
What do you mean you're going to pray for me? What do I need to do? I'm not. So I'm going to pray for you. Stop it. Stop friendly.
So if anybody
I
wants,
hate that.
If anyone wants if, to express love or hate or needs a reading,
or needs a prayer.
That's right. If you need a prayer, just give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. If not, we'll just keep on babbling. That's okay. Fine. We can
I
just keep on
babble.
Talking about love.
Yes.
So.
Love, love.
You want
love.
To know something?
I'm surprised
I remember,
you didn't bring up the Beatles song, Love.
I'll tell you something.
I'm shocked.
John Lennon.
I love him.
John Lennon. I mean, if there was one human being, one spirit I can meet in this world at all, it
yes.
would be John Lennon.
I love
listening to him just speak about, he could speak about nothing. Just the sound of his voice when he speaks, I don't know why, it does something for me. He was so way ahead of his time when it came to be humanitarian, when it came about love, when it came about breaking down all these barriers and walls. And when he wrote the song Imagine, so powerful. Imagine there's no hell. Imagine there's no heaven. Imagine there's no country. There's no boundaries. You know, just imagine being, you know.
He was a very passionate man.
Unbelievable. His sights of visions.
He was so above his time, wasn't he?
I mean, I look at him as high as Moses and Jesus. No, I really do. I really do. I see him on such an altered high level. you know, Malcolm X and Martin Luther King also at an extremely high level because they fought for what was right, even against all odds.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has experienced a tremendous amount of pain as far as, you know, all your spiritual leaders.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and the reason being is not that they deserve it, but to know what you have to experience it. To know what love is, you have to know what pain is.
Yes.
So that you could, you know, get a good understanding about love, because then you know what love is not. Through pain, you know what love is not. And that's how I learned a lot about what love is through my dad, because my dad expressed so much what love is not. He has caused me and my family so much emotional pain. And not that he wasn't a loving person. He was in his way. He did love and care in his way. He just had a tremendous amount of insecurities. And he was very insecure and he was extremely controlling. And if you did anything against what he said, he was yelling at you or hitting you. And the funny thing is, my father has no memory of hitting any of us boys. And he swears he never laid a hand on any of us boys. And I said, Dad, do me a favor. When you die, all right, they say your life flashes before you.
Right.
I want you to count how many times you've hit me, because I think I'm being conservative in my life when I say 30 to 40 times, minimal. I said, I'm being very conservative with that number. When, how many times? Wow. And they, oh, you're crazy. Your mother hit you, but I didn't hit you. He absolutely hit me. I remember specifically.
I'm sure you do. That's drama.
If I walked around outside barefoot, he hit me. If I talked back, he hit me. If I came home late, he hit me. He hit me for the sake of hitting me. No, he did. If I stayed up late and, you know, what I used to do, I used to trick him. And, you know, my favorite shows were always at the time when it was time for me to go to bed, and I had a TV in my room.
Yeah.
And so the door was closed and I could hear my father walking down the hallway, and I had a TV right near my bed. And so my favorite show at the time was The Odd Couple.
Yeah.
Or I Love Lucy.
Oh my goodness,
or one of those shows.
Those,
and it was always around that 9 o'clock era when I had to go to bed. My dad wouldn't let me stay up to watch it. So I would put it on, and when he came, I turned off the brightness and I turned off the volume, and I went right back to bed, and he would open the door, he would check on me, I was, and then he would close it, and I turned right back on. And a couple of times I did forget to turn off the TV.
Oh no.
We don't want to talk about what happened after that.
Aww.
So
now you could
hold on a second. He says we have to break now. What the heck? That was really quick.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, listen, stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another lovely show with Sky and Artie. I just want to know that it was a great pleasure to speak about love and speak about John Lennon. And
he's great.
He is just absolutely marvelous. The Beatles, you know, when I think about the Beatles, their music just helped change the world, and I just love the music, and it goes from one spectrum to the other. It's not just about one thing, you know. Their voices change, their styles change, and they're just awesome. Their lyrics are like you can't beat it, and I just absolutely love the way they speak. I love the way they sing. It's just, to me, they're flawless. They really are. They're flawless. I love the Beatles.
Do you know why you love the Beatles?
My daughter hates the Beatles. Really? I love the Beatles. I love them.
You see, the reason why we love the Beatles so much is because it was a change. It was a change completely
At that time, I was like about 1-2 years old at the time that they, you know, it's just a few years old. I was a puppy when they came about.
But so I didn't know.
The only thing I knew about change was my diaper. That's the only thing I knew. And you're right. I was very happy about change. And I have to thank my mother for that, for my mommy.
Wait a minute,
thank
puppy.
Thank you, mommy, for my changes.
Wait a minute, puppy. You had older dogs with you.
What are you talking about? What about him?
Your brother.
Yeah, what about him?
I'm sure he was of age, at least my age.
One's 5 years older than me, one's 10 years older than me.
Oh, so they were in the Beatle era. They must have definitely...
Oh, they love the Beatles.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so what's your point?
My point is they must have brought them to you.
What's your point?
He's petting my head. My point is there.
Stop it, you. She's awful clumped.
Oh, no. Listen to me. What I'm trying to tell you is the Beatles was a landmark in when the United States changed. It was also a turning point when Kennedy was killed. It was the end of
Luther King time.
Yeah,
too. Everything
it was
happening.
End of being naive in the world. You
That was like a major, like an earthquake. It was such a strong shift.
It was
in society.
It was a definite shift in society. Yeah. It was a shift in change. That's why you love the Beatles so much, because not only do they make
love the Beatles
music, but it was a time of change.
You want to know something? Like, I have this CD of theirs. I forgot. I don't know if it's Sgt. Pepper's or whatnot, but I have a CD in my car. Yes. I have a CD, and I loop the songs, and that's all I listen to is two songs that they play back to back, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and Day in the Life. And when I tell you, I listen to it like 15 times in a row. That's not an exaggeration. Really? As soon as that song is over, I hit the replay back to the fifth song on the CD, and I just re-listen to it. And then when those two songs are finished, I hit it right back again. Because like
I
when you
remember Day in the Life. Can you?
I read the news today, oh boy.
Oh, now
the English army had just won the war.
Yeah, now I get it. You sing very nice, by the way.
Well, thank you, dear. I could karaoke. I can't win a contest, but I could karaoke.
He could carry his yoki.
I could carry my yoki. You could carry my yoki, baby. Let's talk business. That's what I'm talking about.
Yoki, how did you
carry?
Come
on, you want to talk love?
I can carry your yoki.
That's right. Yoki from Muskogee.
Oh, God.
All right. I think we have a lovely person here. Another person. What's her name? From Connecticut.
Oh, don't
see. Melina. Is there a Melina out there?
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, Melina. Hi, how are you?
Good, honey. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely marvelous. Thank you.
I have a quick question for my love life, but I did talk to you guys last week about my cousin who was very ill. I don't know if you want a quick update or not.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute, honey. We're having a problem
with our technical audio. Yeah, we're covering every third word of you. Brian, could you do something about it?
All right, I will do that. Hang on the line. I'll be right with you.
All right, he's going to be right back right after this. But no.
Now, hold on, Melina, honey.
Hold on, Melina.
He's going to fix the audio for us so we could hear you.
First, he's got to fix his belt, then he's got to run over to the other side of the room, hit all the little levers, do what he's got to do, and then he's got to waddle all the way back.
All right, Artie, we're going to bring her back on. Melina, welcome back.
We're still hearing you every third word, honey.
Are you there, Bri? I'm sorry, everybody. Yes. This is breaking up. But that's okay. It is what it is. So we're going to keep on going so that there's no dead air time.
Yes.
All right. So, but like I said, if anybody has the ability to see the Fab Faux, F-A-U-X, they sound exactly like the Beatles.
I've seen them.
They sound exactly like the Beatles. They look nothing like the Beatles, but they sound exactly like the Beatles. And you have four guys who's capable of, or five guys who's capable of playing every single song. And they have the wind instruments, and they got the violins and the cellos and the trumpets for all their songs. And they are awesome, awesome, awesome to listen to. So if you ever have the ability and the pleasure to go see the Fab Faux, F-A-U-X, you've got to see them.
They're very good.
And not only are they great singers, but they have a great personality with the audience, and they're very, very funny. So it's really cool. It's really, really cool. And
so is Melina. Are you back? Brian, did Melina come back?
Yep, she should be on
here.
Right,
can you
now
hear me now?
Yes. You know what? Maybe you can turn your speaker down just a little bit on your phone. Do you have that option?
Yes. In a moment. I'll just delete.
All right. Okay. So.
All right. Do you have a question you would like to
hear me now,
sweetie?
Yes. About my love life. I've been talking to this guy on and off, and I wanted to know if we're ever going to see each other again, because sometimes I feel like I miss him.
You know what? We are having tremendous technical difficulty.
Trying to listen to you. But I did get the gist of it. Did you say like you guys broke up and you wanted to know if you're ever going to see each other again?
Yes.
You heard that?
Yeah. Well, I picked up every other
word.
Wow.
You're good. You have ears like a hearing aid.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hold on a second. Are you ever going to see each other again? Are you going to?
I think that you will see each other again, but I don't think it's ever going to be the same for either one of you.
You need to accept it for what it is. Don't try to get back together. If you want to like ponder on your relationship, if you just want to like, you know, just reminisce, but to try to get back together to where it once was, it's not in your favor. It's not in her favor. It's a relationship that After a while, you might be able just to say, hey, how you doing? And I see it just being okay just on a surface level, but not really as a relationship or getting back in that way. It's about coming to an acceptance and allowing yourself to chalk this relationship as an experience in your life. And not trying to rekindle and not trying to mold it to make it happen again, because it's not in your favor. And this is not a general rule of thumb. I'm specifically talking about you, and this is what my angels are telling me, that you need to learn to come to an acceptance. And I say to you, when I ask you, what did you learn from being in this relationship? What did you learn about yourself? What it is that you want in a relationship? What are you willing to accept within the relationship?
Right.
Did you feel like you were giving up a lot of who you were to try to make this relationship happen, which is a big mistake that a lot of people do?
I really don't see you two going, getting back together as a couple, though. I think you've outgrown him and you don't even realize it, because I'm actually being told that there was a lot of your needs that were not met through this relationship, and it didn't matter which one of you broke up with each other, it was just going to happen. And it won't happen again. You're not going to want to, because like Artie said, you grow from each relationship and you learn things from each relationship. And I think what you've learned now is something very positive. And you're going to take that with you to the next person who you meet. And your relationship with the next person you meet is going to be amazing, because I do see really good things for you.
Yeah, and you're going to realize, you're going to be very proud of yourself. It's like going on a good diet. After you've had the temptation of being around a bunch of foods you shouldn't eat, or chocolates or whatever you shouldn't eat, and you're able to go to a party and still stay true to yourself. See, when you're with that person, you are not being true to yourself. So this is something that you're going to have to overcome, and you are going to become a stronger person by not. Don't get comfortable with the uncomfortableness, but take from it what you have learned from it, what you're willing to accept, and what it is you want, and move on. But right now we have to go to a commercial break.
But we love you.
It was a pleasure. Yes, we do. And I do.
Thank you so much.
Love you.
All right. Take care.
You take care, sweetheart. Right. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Well, listen, stick around with Sky and Artie, and we're going to be right back. We're coming back right after this commercial break.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
I love that song.
You love every Beatles song. I happen to love every Beatles song, too. That went away quick.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is Artie and Sky.
Hi, everyone.
And so here we are. We were talking about love.
And I would like to say something before we continue.
Oh, go ahead. Say your
story. I would like to say hello to Kathy over at Dr. Scafani's office. I know you're listening tonight, Kath, and I want to just give you a big shout out. Love you guys over there. And
we appreciate you listening.
We really do. Thank you so much. Go ahead, sweetheart. Tell me how much you love me.
Go ahead.
I'm sitting here in my tiara. Tell me.
You're too funny. So, yeah, so this week is all about, you know, talking about love. It was funny because, you know, you're talking about, you know, karaoke before and with the Beatles. And one of my first song I ever sang was Should Have Known Better by the Beatles. Whoa, whoa, I should have known better than a girl like you. That I would love everything that you do. And I do. Hey, hey, hey. And I do.
Oh, my
yeah,
goodness.
Yeah, so I like
We're
that.
Good. We sing, too.
There you go.
We're the singing mediums.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
So, but right now, we got a special treat for you. So hang tight, because one of the best Beatles songs ever written, you're about to listen to right now. Okay, Bri.
Yeah.
Now that's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song.
Yeah, that's
from a man that was so above his time.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is that, you know, he just got finished completing the album Starting Over, and then that's when he died.
Do you know, I remember that day as it was yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I took
Why, where were you?
I was standing in my kitchen, and I was against the wall, and I was listening to the television in the living room. It was a small little apartment in Brooklyn.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and I heard that he was just shot. And I leaned against the wall and I cried my eyes out because I took it as such a personal loss to me.
Yeah.
I grew up with the man. Yeah. I adored them. I took it as such a personal loss. I'll never forget that day as long as I live, how I sat and cried for him because of all the joy he always brought me. I felt he was like a family member.
You want to know something? You know, I didn't feel it because I was too young to understand. You know, I wasn't that into the Beatles then. You know, not that I didn't not like them.
No, you're in
But I was too young. And but how I felt like, believe it or not, was Robin Williams. Like when I found out that Robin Williams, I took it like he was like a friend that I
did too.
I felt really bad and I was getting a little choked up and emotional there.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And not that I listened to him always because his humor was just so incredibly fast, his wits and stuff.
He was intense.
Yeah, he was an intense person. However, though, but you know.
You really had to listen to him carefully because he would throw jokes out one after the other, change the tempo.
Right.
Change the joke, change the mood. He was phenomenal, phenomenal. But I understand exactly what you're talking about because that's how I felt when he passed as well. And the same thing about that John Lennon. I felt the same way. I mean, these people, you know, you don't realize when you're a celebrity or when you're somebody on television or radio, you don't realize how you touch the lives of so many people. And, you know, it's an honor to be able to touch the lives of so many, hopefully in a positive way like they've done. And when you lose them, it's so, so heartbreaking.
Yeah, when somebody could touch you in a way that nobody else touches you emotionally. And, you know, there are people who could sing songs that touch to your emotions in a way that nobody else can.
Relate to
or somebody,
life.
Yeah, somebody could, who's a very good listener. It doesn't have to be a superstar. It could be, well, it's a superstar in your life, meaning, you know, your personal friends or your family members. And those are the ones that mean the most. You know, the person who gave you the shirt off their back, the person who helped you in your time of need, the person, you know, you want to be that kind of person. To the people who you really care about,
right?
You know, for the people who you really care about, and you want to know something. I did something, and I'm not saying this as a bragging situation, but it's something I am very proud of. And you know, there was a fellow. You know, like I'm the type of person if you've heard me before, I like to donate money randomly to people just on the spur of the moment, you know, especially if I'm walking around New York or of any other city. And if I see somebody garbage picking or diving and, you know, and I'll give them, you know, I'll walk up to them and give them some money, you know, and I, you know, I pick and choose. But I saw this one fella who was selling paper, newspaper at the, and this was in South Jersey, and he was at a traffic light, and he's selling it for like a dollar, and what they maybe make 50 cents, or, you know, it wasn't much. And so I knew that, you know, there weren't a lot of cars. It was a decent amount. It was a decent corner, but not like an overly busy corner. And so, and I saw somebody really trying to make an extra dollar. And so I gave him $10 for one newspaper, and I told him to keep the change. And he had tears rolling down his eyes, and he goes, "You don't know what that means to me." And, you know, because I see somebody
that really is
wanting to work to make a few cents per hour, or to do whatever. You know, this is somebody who's willing to do whatever they can for their family to try to make this happen. And you got to – you know, give people credit when they're trying, or if somebody is playing music or doing something to earn that money and not just as a handout. So even if you give them an extra 50 cents or a dollar, but just to acknowledge their talent or not acknowledge their courage to be able to do that for the public. But unfortunately, we have to go to another break right now. It's happening way too fast.
I know.
So listen, everybody, next weekend, Sky and I are going to be at the Mind, Body, and Spirit Convention in Valley Forge. We're in booth B37, so you got to check us out. So stick around, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
I see trees of green, red, I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You want to know something? I'm going to put a little challenge out there to everyone who's listening right now. And my challenge is this, you know, what is it that you're willing to do for somebody else where you're going to say, you know, I know that God is proud of me? What is it that you're willing to do outside of your comfort zone where you're going to be a very nice person on behalf of somebody else? What if somebody is shortchanged at the counter will you be willing, or, well, number one, if you're able to, and be willing to be able to help somebody purchase something if their credit card didn't go through, or if they were short cash, or if you know that somebody is having problems making a bill, you know, paying a bill. Are you willing to take somebody out to dinner or out to lunch? Who knows, maybe even out to breakfast if they haven't been out for a while. You know, are you willing to drive somebody to the doctors or to help them, you know, in their time of need when they need to go? Are you willing to help maybe, you know, pay for a bill so that they could get the help or the food that they need? Are you willing to donate your time to a food pantry? Are you willing to donate food and just go to the supermarket and give it to the food pantry? You know, and maybe not just for people. Maybe are you willing to donate your time to, at an animal shelter?
Right. Or the adult centers.
Or the adult center, the assisted living. And to visit people who get no visitors whatsoever.
Right.
And you're doing it just because, and just to, you know, bring light into somebody's life.
Yes.
Who gets no visitors at an assisted living because either they have no family or their family's out of state. And so, and this does happen. So what are you willing to do so that you could say, you know what? I know God is proud of me.
Yeah.
And you're, and if you're feeling unhappy with your life or within yourself, then turn your love to somebody else who probably has it worse than you.
Yes.
And share your love and your company with somebody who will appreciate you. You know, and a lot, you know, a lot of times, you know, when you're trying to do good for people and you're always performing magic for them, but they're not appreciating you and they're crapping on you or whatever, or they're not giving, they're expecting it and it's not fun anymore.
Right.
So, you know, why don't you start giving your love to people who do appreciate, and because they have nothing. You could give them 10 cents and they're going to look at you like you gave them $1 million, where you're giving somebody else 50 bucks or a couple hundred bucks. And it's like, oh yeah, all right, well, thanks. It's like expected, or all right, cool. You know?
And also, how far are you willing to go in your prayers? I know that when I do say my prayers, there's a special prayer that I have that remembers the people who all of their loved ones have forgotten through, maybe they died many, many, many years ago, or all their loved ones are already deceased. And there's nobody here to pray for them. They're just forgotten. Are you willing to give them a prayer? Because I know I do.
So it's a matter of stepping out of your comfort zone. And another thing that I've done before that I enjoy doing is that if you see somebody stuck on the side of the road, not that you have to stop by and to help them out, because that could put you in a vulnerable situation.
I almost did that the other day, buddy.
Yeah, but call 911 and pay attention to where you are, where the person is, and call 911 and let them know the street you're on, the direction of the street you're on, the mile marker, the exit. Take notice to the address of where you are, and to describe the color of the car, and to send somebody over there so that those people could get help. And, you know, without you missing a beat, you don't have to, you know, stop what you're doing, but just simply get on the phone and make that call to help out, you know?
It's important.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, when you're helping out other people, that's probably the single most religious thing that you could, godlike action that you could do, you know. And even for those people who pray, and that's great that you pray, but if there are people, there are people who pray out there, but they're just miserable people to everybody else. I'm going to give a really good scenario about that. Do you think God's going to be really mindful of people who pray to him, but yet acts nasty to all his children?
Right.
You know, can you imagine if you had a friend who is treating you like gold, or a relative who's treating you like gold, but they treated your kids or your other family members like crap? Like, are you still going to give them, you know, acceptance and appreciation regardless of how nice they treat you, but if they're treating your loved ones like crap. So what do you think about those people who pray to God, but yet when they turn around to their fellow man, they don't give them acknowledgement and they don't treat them the way they should?
Right.
You know, so it's very important to open up your heart and to other people. And you're investing in your soul when you're helping out other people, but it's not for yourself.
Right.
It's on behalf of them. You're doing it for them without expecting anything in return.
Exactly. But isn't it true? I know in my case it is, that when I do something like that, it gives me such joy.
Yes.
It gives me
joy. It gives you power. It gives you confidence. It brings you happiness.
It does.
When you make somebody else happy, what about, here's another great thing that you could do. What about a couple who has kids and yet they can't find a babysitter and you offer to watch their spoiled rotten kids so they could finally
duct tape.
So they could finally, you know, who knows, maybe their kids are disabled or maybe their kids are newborn, but to give them
a night out. Nice. That's very nice.
Right.
It's a very nice idea.
And you know, and if they don't have much money to go out, they're really not, then you know what? Then spring a few extra bucks. Here, go to Fridays or go to a diner or go to a movie.
Yeah.
And plus I'm gonna watch your kids. You know, what
else? That's a nice thing to do.
That's a great gift.
I think I'm gonna call my daughter Jennifer and do that for her. I really am.
Yeah, that's
good. She deserves it. She works very hard. She's raising two beautiful little children.
And you know, people appreciate this when you think of them just out of the blue and you're letting them know how special they are. And in return, the love you get back, let me tell you something, you'll never feel alone again.
Never.
And unfortunately, we got to wind this show up.
Are you serious?
It's that quick, that fast. But I just wanted to remind everybody that Sky and I, we're going to have one hell of a great time next weekend at Valley Forge at the Mind, Body, and Spirit Convention. Check out booth B37, B as in boy, B37. And we're gonna be speaking in the Pen Room on Saturday at 1 o'clock, and it's going to be a blast. And if you go to ArtieHoffman.com, all the information is there. And
this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful show.
It is. And from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you and all your family members or your friends with lots of love, health, and happiness and prosperity. May God and the angels grace you with lots of blessings and miracles to make everything run smooth and to make all your dreams come true.
And also remember, from this week to next, see if you can do something nice for somebody that you don't even know.
Yeah, step out of your comfort zone and don't be afraid to, you know, open up a little bit and to share.
Just do something randomly kind.
Kind for somebody. You know what I've done also?
What?
I was at the, whatchamacallit? I was at like a 7-Eleven type store.
Yeah.
And there was a girl that was standing right there. And I just said to her, I said this to a guy and a girl separate times. I said, pick out any lottery ticket you want. I said, whatever we win, I said, we split it 50-50, but you don't have to put out just whatever one you want. And they both said to me after, like, as they were scratching this, well, you want me to go 50-50 with you? You want me to share? I said, no, that's all right. I said, I got it covered. I said, but if we win, we split. I mean, granted, we wouldn't win jack crap.
Yeah, all right.
But it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun,
yeah.
You know?
I bought a $20 lottery ticket the other day, figuring nobody buys them.
Right.
Don't tell my husband.
And I
lost.
All right, there you go. She made a donation to the state.
Yes, I did, because I lost. I didn't even get a dollar. Not a dollar.
Not a thank you?
Not even nothing.
Nada.
Nada. Zilch. Nada. Nothing.
What's this country coming to? Every time I buy a lottery ticket, I always ask the guy behind the counter, I said, does this come with a money back guarantee?
Well, I tell you what, I buy so many lottery tickets. You know how much I've won in the past on a lottery ticket? My biggest one?
What?
$5.
Really?
Yeah.
The most I won was $100, and that's when I was like about a teenager.
I get so excited when I win $5 because I usually end up not winning anything.
Yeah.
That I've spent about $150 and I've gotten back $5. And I'm yelling all over the house, I won! I won!
Cool. All right. Well, listen, we got to get going.
God bless you all, guys.
All right, everybody.
Until
next week, stay well, stay happy, have fun.
And take it easy. We'll see you next week, babe.
Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Skye deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyeOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Skye Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Skye has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Skye now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyeofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm thrilled to share our Galeo's Cafe tip of the week. You know, we've been friends with Galeo's dressings and marinades. And by the way, I have been using the dressings and marinades for years. And now I cannot get enough of them. And I'm so thrilled about their latest additions. So here is a tasty treat for your grilled veggies. Or if you do corn on the cob, go for that too. Three options for three amazing nights of grilling. Marinate your veggies with the Galeo's Miso Southwest for a delicious, spicy kick. Then try the Miso Ranch or Caesar for a rich and creamy coating. I want to remind you, all of these dressing and marinades are non-GMO, gluten-free, low-fat, and sugar. So how does dressing get any better than this? For more information and go ahead and order online, go to galeoscafe.com. That's G-A-L-E-O-S cafe.com. Remember, shipping is free.